Scripture says that God our Savior desires all men to be saved and come to the knowledge of the truth. But what is the truth? And how do we gain that knowledge? The answer to these questions and more in today's edition of Faith with Father. Living Bread Radio presents Faith with Father, a program aimed at teaching today's culture the truth about the Catholic faith. And now here's your host, Tim Perry.
Hello, and welcome to this edition of Faith with Father. I'm your host, Tim Perry, and with me today in studio is Father Don Feit, and he's a retired priest of the Diocese of Youngstown. Welcome, Father.
Thank you, Tim. By the grace of God, they say I'm retired, but I seem to find...
I hear you're going to go back to work soon.
Well, I've been. the bishop does call sometimes, and so you know, those of us who are retired are grateful when our health is good enough that we can still keep serving the Lord in whatever way we're called to do. So
great. Well, we love having you here at Living Bread Radio. We're going through the UCAT, the Youth Catechism of the Catholic Church, and today we're going to discuss the 12 fruits of the Holy Spirit. Can we talk about those? What are they, and maybe some examples?
All right. Everything that we do here in this show from our catechism sooner or later gets rooted in the Word of God, huh? And the teaching of our church that flows, that gave us the Word and flows from it. So most of these so-called fruits of the Spirit you'll find in a citation of St. Paul, his letter to the Galatians. Chapter 5, verse 22. But we have picked up a few. I think the church loves the number 12 because it's just so rich. It's a fulfillment number. So over the years, we've named 12 what we call the fruit of the Holy Spirit. And they are charity and joy, peace, patience, kindness and goodness, generosity, gentleness, faithfulness, modesty, self-control, and chastity. Those are the 12. What I'd like to do, Tim, is today is give you some people who exemplify some of those, okay?
Sure.
Would that be a good idea?
That'd be great.
When I think of charity, I like to think of a saint that captivated my attention when I was a boy. There was something about it. His name is Damien, of Molokai. I've never been to Hawaii, but I was always fascinated by this saint who grew up in Belgium and ended up serving lepers in Molokai, an island that was sort of, well, it's not where you go on vacation when you go to Hawaii. It's sort of off the beaten track. It was an island that where they sent people. They didn't know what Hansen's disease was years ago. And St. Damien was a priest who went there thinking he was going for a couple weeks to minister to the spiritual needs of these people that were told, you got to live separate from other people because of the disease you have. St. Damien ended up spending his life with those lepers. And he built a church for them. He built their caskets when they died. He gave them as good and loving a life as he could. He really sacrificed his own self and became a real hero to many people for the willingness to just, well, one day he got up in the pulpit and said, we lepers, instead of those of you who suffer from leprosy. He had contacted it. So he became a leper himself. Yet he showed charity to the very end. Joy, I like to think of a man who died about 2 weeks before I was born. And to me, the fruit of the spirit of joy was exemplified in a man named Maximilian Kolbe, a Franciscan priest, who when he was sentenced by the Nazis and thrown in a hunger bunker with other men, usually the cursing that would come out of those places was awful. But what came out of that hunger bunker? The singing of hymns, because Father Kolbe loved the Lord so much. He got those guys singing, and they were singing songs, and nobody could believe it, but they died praising God. You know, to me, that's the gift of joy.
Fantastic.
I wish I could have that every day. Peace. During World War II, again, there was a man who said, I can't serve under the Nazi regime. I see what they're doing. And he told his wife and his children, I won't go when they come for me. So when he was drafted, Franz Jägerstätter was an Austrian who wouldn't go. And he was thrown in prison and eventually executed because he wouldn't serve in the Nazi army. And, you know, to make that sacrifice when you have a wife and children, even some of his priest friends were telling him, Franz, you know, no, but he was at peace. He had the gift of peace. He knew what God wanted of him. I can't do this evil, and I will. He remained at peace, even when other people were getting all upset about it. The other fruit here in the first four, is patience. To show patience. I think of my great grandfather. I didn't know him personally, but I know that. I was told that Grandma had a difficulty with some emotional problems and so forth in her life, and I guess he really had to be patient with her over and over again when he didn't understand her eccentricities, I guess we call them. But to be a patient person, that's a fruit of the Holy Spirit, and we need to pray for the fruit of patience.
That's one of my greatest weaknesses, Father, I hate to admit.
Well, go to the Holy Spirit and say, I need this fruit, and ask for it often. You know, ask and you shall receive, Jesus said. So to be a good person, I recently lost a good friend, and you know, when I think of her, she suffered greatly from physical sicknesses of, you know, quite a few. And yet she always remained a very kind and good person. You know, she never complained about her ailments. She always was encouraging to others. I could send other people to her and they would get comfort from talking to her, even over the telephone, because she had a good heart. She was totally dedicated to what God wants of me. And to me, that's a great gift of the Holy Spirit, to remain good, even when it seems like God is not being very good to you, because so many people blame God for their crosses, you know. Mm-hmm. He allowed her to carry great crosses, but she remained so loving and so trusting of God. To be a kind person, that's another fruit of the Spirit. I think of the little flower, we call her in the Catholic Church. Her name was Thérèse in the French. She lived in a little town of Lisieux, France. And the little flower became a Carmelite sister. And you know what her job was? To take care of the elderly sisters. And sometimes, like all elderly people, as they got older, they got a little bit, crotchety, I suppose you'd say, a little bit, you know, complaining about things. And sometimes they complained that she was to this or to that. But Sister Thérèse just learned to be kind no matter what. Huh? She learned to show them kindness, even if they were complaining to her about this or that. And to me, that's a great gift.
And she didn't even live that long of a life.
Herself, that's right. Yeah,
she never died very young, like 23, I think.
23, 24 of tuberculosis, that's right. But we see her as a very kind person. The fruit of the Spirit, to be a generous person. My mom is still living, thanks be to God, and she told me a story about my dad I never knew before, but she said one time he was aware of a family not too far from ours that had a bunch of kids like we did, and the dad had after he came home from World War II, he was never quite able to cope with life as easily as my dad could, and so sometimes, I guess my dad knew that probably he and his wife were struggling to support this family that they did generously have. And my dad just said to Mom one day, do you think it'd be bad if I just drop a ham off for Easter, you know? And of course she said, of course not. Go for it, you know. Those are generous things my dad did. I never knew what he was doing. See, but there are times when generous people, they don't have to blow their own trumpet. They just do things.
And I think of my dad, too. Yeah. He's passed, but he once said that you can't outgive God, so there's no way that we can give too much.
That's right, yeah.
You can always give more, and again, if you do it out of love and if you're thinking of others, again, that was his big thing. That's in right. Being generous is, you know, have your priorities in order, and God first and others second, and yourself right. Third, and if he was so giving. Again, I think of my father, too, when I think of generosity.
Yeah,
and my mom, too, yeah, both of them.
So often our parents are wonderful examples, right close to home, of the fruits of the Spirit. When I think of the gift of gentleness, I remember hearing about a priest who was a wonderful confessor. He received the sins of people in the sacrament of confession. Huh? St. Alphonsus was his name, and he became well known in his time, Alphonsus Liguori, because he was able to be gentle. You know, I think myself, because I'm a priest, I think we all want to be that way. When somebody comes to us, I don't care how embarrassed they are, how ashamed they feel. People always say, oh, I can't tell Father that. He'll yell at me. No. Hopefully, we will show you in such a circumstance the gift of gentleness. Huh? We all need to be gentle with each other, especially when I've been in less than my perfect mode. Huh? So that's a great gift of the Spirit, to remain gentle and to be faithful. I read a book one time, Tim, that was about an American priest who went to Russia right before World War II. He was going to, you know, work with Polish people who he heard weren't being given ministry because they were immigrants into Russia to work there, but they needed somebody who was of their Catholic faith. So his name was Walter Sizek. He was a Jesuit, and Father Sizek left America, studied in Poland, learned the language, and then went to Russia to serve Polish immigrants there, but got arrested by the communist, you know, regime, and spent years of his life, the majority of his life, I guess, he lived in prison. And then after he spent years in Moscow prisons, he was sent to Siberia, into the Gulag, they call it, I guess. And he lived there many years, but he was always faithful, always serving others. He brought mass to prisoners where all he could do was just use a little tiny bit of wine that somebody smuggled in, huh? A little tiny bit of bread. But he was faithful all through those many, many years. And then, you know, we have another fruit of the Spirit that's modesty. I think of, I chuckle a little bit because it's sort of, when I was a boy, I saw somebody, I went to a church that had a statue of St. Lucy. And our statues remind us of courageous people sometimes. Lucy was a young woman, I believe she lived in Sicily. And at that time when the Christians were being persecuted, they wanted her to look at things she knew she shouldn't look at. Impure was the word we'd use, I guess. And she just closed her eyes and wouldn't open them, you know. And I guess the soldiers, to punish her, took out her eyes. But the statue had of St. Lucy usually shows a little platter with two other eyeballs sitting on the platter. We might say that's sort of gross or gory. But, you know, one young lady said to me, Father, don't ever make fun of St. Lucy and that statue, because it's hard for me as a young person to be pure. But I look at that statue, it reminds me, with the help of Jesus, I can do it. You know, so I admire Lucy for her modesty. And then to have the gift of self-control. I think of a man who had a great temper, St. Camillus. He used to swear like a trooper when he lost playing cards and stuff, you know. But he learned with God's help. He got that temper under control. We all have something we need to control. With God's help, we can do it. So lastly, there's this gift of chastity, so needed in our lives today, huh? To be a chaste person, to realize our bodies are temples. And so I pray to St. Maria Goretti, a young lady who kept herself dedicated to God even when somebody else took her life for it. So these are the fruits.
Beautiful, Father. Well, thanks for joining us today as we go through the Youth Catechism, the UCAT, the Youth Catechism of the Catholic Church. Father Don Feit, thanks again so much for joining us.
You're welcome.
And thank you, listeners, for joining us. This is Tim Perry, your host. God bless you.
This has been Faith with Father, a production of Living Bread Radio in Canton, Ohio. For an audio archive of this program, log on to livingbreadradio.com and click on Faith with Father. If you have a question or comment about today's program, email us at askfather@livingbreadradio.com. And join us again next time for another edition of Faith with Father.